Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Mr. Spears, on the situation with the CFO, when did you first know there were some financial issues with that department?
Councilman, I first became aware of some concerns and needed additional information from our auditors on or about April 29th.
So you got Mike Cusack, City Councilman Mike Cusack, who's up for re-election or unelection, depending on your flavor. and you have Ed Spears, who is a city manager in the city of Milton. And a couple of Pitchfork Posse members have shown their outrage over not being told what's going on with the CFO, Curtis Krebs, who is on paid administrative leave while there is an investigation, or at least we've got an audit. And so there's been questions asked for more information, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. Even calling it an investigation is a bit premature. But never let the prematurity or the use of the wrong language get in the way of Mike Cusack badgering Ed Spears before he's even had a chance to make a statement as a personnel matter in the meeting. So, you know, he asks, when did you first find out? April 29th. So when did you know there were problems? There are no problems, at least not that we know of. Well, wait, you should have just said, yeah, I said that we first found out the auditors wanted more information, so I gave them more information. Well, did you tell the police? I kid you not. That was one of the questions. Well, you know, yeah, I mean, I actually have notified the police chief as of yesterday, but we don't have any reason to believe anything serious has happened. We're still investigating. I came and told you because I wanted you to not be surprised by something coming out either, you know, in the audit when she comes and presents the audit to you or anywhere else. Meanwhile, somebody has leaked it to the public and then somebody has leaked it to the press. And anyway, this is the middle of Milton. So Pitchfork Posse aligned people on the one hand, they've always hated Ed Spears. They've always tried to get rid of him and didn't support him becoming the city manager. That'd be Mike Cusack, Marilyn Farrow, Heather Lindsay, though she says otherwise, but, you know, between the lines. Anyway, she was against hiring him. All right, so Mike Cusack is going to continue his press of Ed Spears, who, again, as the city manager, has rules about what he can and cannot say about things that he does and does not know. So here goes.
I'm trying to figure out, why would we wait till yesterday if you know this is something that's going on for a while? Why did you wait?
Councilman, we have no evidence, as I sit here today, that anything illegal has taken place. We are.
He was asking, why did you wait so long to tell the chief of police? Well, because what would I tell her?
We are going through the process of reviewing the financial documents as requested by our city auditor. And I briefed every member of city council, starting with the mayor last Thursday. And over the course concluded today with Councilman Powers this morning because he was out of town over the weekend, but everyone else was briefed by the end of the weekend.
So I have briefed all of you on all the basically uncertainty around this. So what do you want to know?
The purpose of that briefing was to advise the city council as soon as possible of a developing situation that may or may not, that's very important, or may not rise to the level of the city council. And I feel that's my responsibility to, when issues I can foresee could potentially be coming to you for action, to involve you at that point in time. But our auditors are doing their job. That's the purpose of an audit, to identify concerns, and then we review them. Our staff is working to get them the information they need. We don't know what the auditor will be issuing as far as findings. If anything, we have a history of very solid, clean audits, and I expected that to continue.
So we just don't know much yet is the reason I didn't go run to the chief of police at first whiff of a question over a journal entry.
We have some concerns at this point in time. We're working through those concerns with our auditor, but once again, it may end up here in this forum where we need to discuss it, but it may not as well. The city auditor will conclude her work, and they will come to this podium and make a presentation to you of their findings. And if there are findings, we will also present a corrective action plan of the steps that we will take to mitigate the situation. and to correct what may have happened, which to this point we do not know what has or has not,
right,
and to prevent it in the future, if there's anything we need to prevent in the future.
If there's, we don't know that anything happened, but if something has, we'll figure out how to prevent it, if there's anything to even be prevented. So stay tuned.
At this point in time, we're still going through the data with the auditor to determine what is missing as far as information. There's no money missing. What's supposed to be in the bank is in the bank. It is not that type of situation that we find ourselves in. But that was the purpose of my briefing for this council. And
yeah. So, by the way, earlier in the night, you had had Jerry Cooey had said, you know, you what are you doing? You know, you've got to tell us what's going on. And we've had the media has inquired, and they don't get an answer. This is what he said earlier.
I think you should encourage your city manager to respond to press requests, which have, you know, if you're not going to respond to a press request and you say no comment, okay, that just digs the hole. You want to talk about transparency, accountability, people trusting you? Well, that's how you kill trust pretty quick, by not responding, not being forthright.
And how did Jerry know about this? How did the press know about this, since he briefed senior staff and city council only? And how did Jerry know that there was a press request to which Ed did not reply? Well, even as I was having those same questions, Ed Spears asks,
since that time, I have received requests for comments from the media, and I find it very curious that a member of the general public tonight not only knew the media asked me for a comment, but knew I didn't respond to that media as we sat here tonight. That's really weird, if you ask me.
It is. And you know what's funny is, I like Ed. Ed's a friend. He's a very smart guy, very capable. And I had thought that originally, like, how does Jerry know that? And then when Ed says the same exact thing, I thought, ah, you know, great minds. All right. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens, who lives in Milton, are you enjoying our episode this week?
Oh, this is great. This is really good.
As I say, we still haven't really gotten to the good stuff, but we're getting there. You know, I'm methodical. All right. So John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. I'm waiting. All right. So let's see here. We've just got one accident on the books right now, East Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway. So just be aware of that. Let's see. And just some minor delays on Davis associated with that. I-10, I-110, 90-98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the conversation in Milton. Ed's kind of trying to figure out how information got out.
I don't know who spoke to whom or who spoke to the media about this issue.
By the way, media here, I believe, would be Tom McLaughlin from PNJ, I think. It might have been others as well, but anyway.
We're going through our annual audit. We've identified a developing situation that may or may not rise to the issue of this council being involved. And I'm taking the steps, working hand in hand with the auditor, to work through that process.
Yeah, I mean, it's no big deal, man. I don't know why you're making such a federal case out of it. Or state case or whatever you want to call it. I told you what we know. We're working through it. But Mike Cusack, never one to understand a thing clearly. He, you know, he always talks about how his business, and he's got this business background and he knows everything about business. But every time something that's like HR or business related comes up, he seems not to get it. Like, he's calling this an investigation. He's calling it a problem. He's calling it an issue. It was a request for information from the auditor. That's it. And I'm sure that, you know, that's what Ed briefed him on. So, okay, back to Mike Cusack.
So the possible misappropriation of funds from one entity to another, you know how much money that involves?
As I sit here today, no, sir.
You don't know.
But there is no misappropriation of funds from one entity to the other.
I love the direct quote back to the person who is fumbling around to figure out what words to use. And then he's like, what you just said, A, doesn't make any sense. Also, is not what's going on here. At least we don't know that, right? Then there's no misappropriation of funds from one entity to another.
What we are talking here is accounting ledger entries that were or were not done that may be duplicative. And we have some theories, but those are just theories at this point in time. We're going, doing the work, and we're not going to jump the gun, and we're not going to panic. We're going to find out the facts so we can present them to you in the most expedient way possible through our audit. This is the purpose of an audit, to identify issues to bring to this council for action.
God bless Ed Spears. He's doing his best to speak slowly, you know? And he still keeps getting, Mike Cusack just keeps getting it wrong.
We're very confident as we sit here. No theft, no fraud has taken place. These are journal entries. These are tracking of expenses and assets that just simply haven't been done.
All right, John, you're an accountant?
Yes.
He says it's no fraud, no embezzlement, no misappropriation of funds from one entity to another, whatever. No, not even loss of money. It's journal entries about tracking. You're an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
How significant is that?
Not very.
It's like
it's easily correctable. Yeah,
yeah, and it's sort of like just checking to make sure that something was done right.
Yeah.
It's not any evidence that anything wasn't done right. It's that you're like your second or third level check wasn't maybe performed right, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the lowest of concerns, but they're going through the process. If it wasn't done properly, that might mean, you know, maybe
adjust procedures, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, you need some retraining or some remedial action or whatever. Your accountant needs to be told, hey, do better. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's not like there's no criminal activity here if it's just that, right?
Why would you let the police know then?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I think it was out of an abundance of caution.
Okay.
Might have been at the advice of city council members. Could have been too, you know. I don't know. But anyway, so again, Mike Cusack, never one to take, you know, information for an answer.
So the CFO reports directly to you, though, correct?
That is correct.
And don't you think you should have oversaw some of the activities of your CFO?
Councilman, the buck does stop me. Absolutely. I'm 100% responsible. However, the track record of clean audits year after year in the performance of our finance director, he was given a lot of latitude in his position. And you receive monthly reports from both our budget director and our finance department on the status of the budget of the city.
You know everything we know.
Reports are there every month for you. But yeah, absolutely, I'm responsible.
Mr. Businessman, you could have figured this out too.
Why didn't you exercise better supervision?
Well, because he's been a great CFO for a long time, and no questions. And interestingly, if any of this pattern of behavior, if there is even a problem, turns out to have been going on for more than just like this year, does it stretch back through maybe a whole career? Does it stretch back to prior city managers? Is Ed just the first one to discover it and is actually dealing with the problem, which would put him in a better position than prior city managers, not a worse position? Like, it's a weird thing, so.
So I assume it won't happen again, huh?
I will be dedicating more attention in the future.
That we don't even know what happened, but it won't happen again. All right. I told you, it just keeps getting, you got to understand, Mike Cusack, key member of the Pitchfork Posse, has been wanting to get rid of Ed forever, you know, along with others, okay? So that's what this is really all about, is finding a way to get rid of Ed Spears.
Do you think you're in the position to conduct an internal investigation or audit since you were his direct supervisor? Do you think you should be involved in that?
No, it wouldn't be my role to do that, and I wouldn't advise that under any circumstance. That is the responsibility of a third party that's independent and that would report to you. But I'm not recommending that as we sit here tonight. We may get there. We may end up there. But that's not where we are as far as the information we have available as I sit here right now.
Does Mike Cusack not know the difference between a request for more information and an internal investigation? Because he just said, do you think you're the right person to be doing the investigation? There's no investigation. Not yet. Because we don't know what happened or even what to be investigating. And do you think you should be investigating yourself since you were his supervisor? Well, there's no investigation. And even if there were, of course I wouldn't. That's why there's no problem yet.
Kind of knowing that we had this situation going on and it's been going on for a while here, don't you think we should have had a special call meeting for city council to let them know what was going on?
No, sir. I have very limited facts to give you at this point in time. It's speculation. It's conjecture. And we are working through that. But I also know the reason I briefed you is because the first time you hear about this situation could not be in July with our auditor standing at that podium.
I tried to give you a heads up of what to expect, and I want to keep you informed so that it doesn't come to you as a surprise when the auditor gives their presentation. I'm actually doing this the right way, sir, if you would only listen. So here's the good news. I don't have time to play the clip, so I have to come back to this at 7 o'clock. Well, come on, John. You knew this was going to be. Oh, and by the way, I haven't even touched the part where Mike Cusack just loses his mind with the engineer. He's not an engineer, but he isn't. Anyway, that's part of the issue. With the folks from Donovan Hill over the wastewater treatment plant, the way he treats one of the founders of the company it's amazing. It's just a side issue. It's another side drama. The short takeaway here is the good news is that the rest of the city council members basically said, no, Ed's done this right. And at least one of them, Casey Powell, always to his credit, Casey Powell was the one to scold Mike Cusack for this terrible behavior. But you might have seen the story in the PNJ. You might have seen the story somewhere else. And I wanted to give you some of the surrounding context with explanation from somebody who's been tracking this for a long time. And by the way, you know, Ed's been the city manager now for a year and a half, 2 years. I can't remember now. You know, Mayor Lindsay's been there for a long time. Other city managers have been there for a long time. So is this a new thing? And is it his fault? Or is it an ongoing thing for a long time? And is it to his credit that he's working on it? Well, again, there's more to the story. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
All right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at East Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway. I'm just seeing some minor delays on Davis Highway right now. And maybe just a little minor. Nope. Not on Johnson Avenue. Just Davis Highway, both northbound and southbound. I-10, I-110 all look good. Let's see. 90's flowing smoothly, and I'm not seeing any delays on 98. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying selling a home, you want to move out of Milton or into Milton. You know, you want to move out of the beach to the beach. You want to move to the country, out of the country. You know, city, out of the city. Or just downsizing, upsizing, picking up a vacation rental, long-term rental, whatever the case may be. If it's residential real estate, give Christine Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty a call. They sold 209 homes last year. That's 4 a week. That's a lot. But they're just passionate about great customer service, doing all the little things right, learning how to do things if they've been asked to do something never done before, like a divorce is a complicated situation, or an estate is a complicated situation. And she got asked to do that and then said, okay, well, let's go learn how to do this so we can become the best at it possible. That's just her passion for doing things the right way, the best way, in the most expert way possible. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Please be advised. You may want to stop eating the following foods immediately. Broccoli, kale, bean sprouts, blueberries, quinoa, spinach.
Wait, what? I thought those were good for me.
Turns out, not for everyone. Because what's healthy for one person can cause inflammation for another. And the only way to really know what your body needs is to listen to it.
Listen how?
That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to understand what's happening inside you right now. When your results come in, you'll learn exactly which foods to eat, which to avoid, and which supplements are right for you, all based on the world's largest RNA-based human biology database and thousands of clinical research studies. And many people who use Viome report more energy, better digestion, and a better mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing. Learn more at Viome.com/gut. V as in Victor, Viome.com/GUT. And use coupon code GUTHEALTH50 to save $50 off your purchase. Viome. Trust your gut.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, this is Congressman Jimmy Petronas. This is your reminder that we're officially in hurricane season. Don't wait for a storm to be named to get your plan together, especially if you have pets or elderly family members. Make sure you have at least 3 days of food and water and medications. Go to jimmyhelpsyou.com for more tips. Together we can prepare, and together we will respond to whatever Mother Nature has in store.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
We want information. 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 You won't get it.
Did you start listening to your Cat's Eye yesterday, John?
I actually did.
Yeah? This is debut. Did you listen to this one? Does it sound familiar to you? I love you're over there, like, bebopping along to it. It's good.
Especially when you got a subwoofer in your car.
Oh, right.
And it was just thumping the whole car.
I think I called them Blackpink at one time yesterday. My mistake. It's Cat's Eye, anyway. They're fun. Spell it with a K, by the way. All right. We'll be back in just a minute after your local news. David Wayne and Fox coming up next.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Overnight, President Trump signed the Memorandum of Understanding, formally marking the ceasefire extension with Iran.
It's a Memorandum of Understanding. If it doesn't get done in 60 days, that's all right. We go back to bombing. You know, I don't want to do that because it's so good.
Within the deal, it will end the naval blockade, reopen the Strait of Hormuz toll-free for 60 days, so there will be more talks to take place to determine the next steps after that. It calls for Iran to dilute its highly enriched uranium. It would lift sanctions on Iran. The U.S. will help develop, quote, at least $300 billion for the reconstruction and economic development of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Fox's Alex Hogan. Millions of people are lining Lower Manhattan today for a ticker tape parade honoring the New York Knicks after they won their first NBA championship in 53 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 79 degrees, cloudy skies, and it looks like it might be another rainy morning. We'll check in with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 for a forecast here in just a few minutes. Well, the public outcry over data centers in Escambia County continued yesterday at the Escambia Commission meeting and the Gary Sansing Public Forum. All five commissioners with a little bit of back and forth discussion, seemingly not on board with data centers.
Let's hold a vote. Ban it. Ban it in the county. Hold a vote and ban it.
I'm so sorry. Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to say, if all of you are opposed to a data center, then stand with your community and Escambia County as a whole, considering the majority is against it, and ban it right now.
And
protect your citizens.
That is one of dozens of speakers at that Gary Sansing Forum before last night's Escambia Commission meeting, which went for more than 2 hours last night. Commissioner Lumen May followed up by asking to add a data center item to the regular meeting agenda. The county attorney then outlined the proper process for that, staff bringing back a public hearing request for the board to vote on. One resident said a petition opposing data centers in Escambia County had now collected more than 5,000 signatures as of Tuesday night. And of course, Walton County has passed a data center ban ordinance, and the city of Pensacola looking at potentially mirroring that ordinance in city limits as well. Federal drug agents conducting multiple raids yesterday across South Alabama and Northwest Florida. The DEA's New Orleans Field Division serving search warrants in Brewton and Atmore, Alabama. Escambia Sheriff's Office confirming they assisted with a couple of searches in the cantonment area as well. The FBI assisted with specialized support. The DEA has not released any details on those searches. Well, the fallout from the federal arrest of Pritchard, Alabama police officer Emmanuel Dodge continuing to grow. Mobile County District Attorney Keith Blackwood says dozens of criminal cases ranging from murder on down are now under review. Some previously dismissed cases may be reindicted. Meanwhile, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office is handling all calls in Pritchard while Dodge's federal corruption case plays out. Travel numbers are expected to hit staggering heights over this year's Independence Day holiday.
Official projections from AAA say more than 72 million Americans will get away for the long weekend. That's an increase of 5.3% over last year. Coastal destinations, including Miami, are expected to see heavy traffic, especially. Interest is being driven by events tied to America's 250th birthday celebration, the FIFA World Cup, and, of course, the fourth landing on a Saturday. Orlando is also expected to rank among the busiest holiday destinations. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Austin. Hancock Whitney Bank's Forbes Best Banks recognition is about a lot more than just financial performance. Northwest Florida Market President Bruce Vredenberg says the way the bank invests in communities is just as much a part of that honor as their balance sheet.
It affirms kind of who we are as a company. We tend to be very active in our communities, in supporting, local organizations, in supporting economic development and responsible growth throughout our communities. We're very active in organizations that promote, the quality of life for the people in the markets that we serve.
Vredenberg says Hancock Whitney's been in the Pensacola market since 2006, growing through organic growth rather than acquisitions. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West focuses on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy? Still dealing with the accident on Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway. It's off to the side of the road. Traffic is starting to move again, but still just some minor slowdowns on Davis Highway. 98 is looking good. I-10, I-110, I'm not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a high chance of rain today, showers and thunderstorms. There's a threat of severe weather as you head into your afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 82 degrees. Going into your Friday, another high chance of showers and thunderstorms, 90% chance of rain, high near 87. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Saturday, we will have a 60% chance of rain with a high near 88 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
78 degrees with cloudy skies. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The board recommends approving.
Regarding that seat on the committee, we're promoting.
To boost quarterly earnings.
Every day, shareholders meet to discuss important matters about the companies you invest in. Now you can easily make your voice heard. Vanguard Investor Choice gives you a say in the companies you invest in. With just a few taps, you can set your proxy voting preference for your index funds. Visit Vanguard.com/investor choice to learn more. Vanguard investors own shares of our index funds, which own shares of the companies they invest in. Available for Vanguard index funds that participate in Investor Choice. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news, right now.
Our Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight savings time permanent, has made more press in Congress than ever before.
I personally think you'll see something happen with that, before the end of the summer.
The bill would eliminate the twice-yearly clock change.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
All right, I have to explain this one a little bit before I just play it. And by the way, this is John's doing. I was going to just come back at 7:10, but I want to give you kind of a subplot to the main plot. If you're watching in
Milton.
It's
important to have that.
It is, and here's why. I'll just come out and say it. I'm tired of the Mike Cusack show. I am. It makes for good radio.
Oh, yeah.
But... He's embarrassing the city again and again. Mm-hmm. This is the same Mike Cusack who we think maybe got scammed and then blamed the banks for it. Remember, he blamed the local bank for not doing their job. And, you know, he didn't understand the Sunshine Law. And so he destroyed records and got rid of a phone that had texts and literally told Dawn Molinaro when she was the clerk of the city, when I made a public records request, that, well, they can get a court order for public records on his phone. I mean, just he got an ethics charge. Just... When I make my comments, there's a reason.
The laundry list is there.
Yeah, and John, you know me. Like, am I generally kind of charitable with public officials and give them the benefit of the doubt?
You are more than a lot of people.
Yeah, because I don't want to jump to conclusions about people. But, you know, once you prove to me who you are, it's hard to talk me off of that, okay? So, anyway, and, you know, I will give credit when people I vehemently disagree with or don't like their character. I'll still give them credit when they do things right. I still do, okay? So, all of that is to say this. The city of Milton is in the middle of a wastewater treatment plant project, a huge one. It's been, you know, working on this for years. The Save Our Blackwater / Pitchfork Posse folks have derailed one plan. Mike Cusack is with them. And the question now is, well, are they going to derail the second plan? They've been asking questions. They've been threatening legal action. They've also said that they are interested in having a plant. They just want to have it in the right way. We'll see kind of how this all shakes out. But Rick Delp has now come, and he's the representative for Donovan Hill. I think they used to be BDI. Anyway, with Donovan Hill. And he's going to be giving more answers, more presentation to them during the work session. This is on the wastewater treatment plant. So all that's just the background. I want you to understand kind of where we're coming from on all this. And Mike Cusack starts here.
You're a certified engineer, correct?
I am not a registered engineer. I have a degree in engineering, and I have taught engineers for 40 years. So.
Oh, so you're not a certified engineer then?
I am not a certified engineer.
Okay, because I thought you were. I don't know what the others on the council thought, but...
I mean, he employs the engineers. The engineers work for him at his company, and he's taught engineers, and he's worked on this stuff for decades. But, oh, well, you're not a certified engineer. Are you a certified engineer, Mike Cusack? Does anybody even know what your business is or was? Did you even have one? Because nobody does seem to know. Anyway, but I know you're an expert at everything.
Trying to get people to be proactive here instead of reactive. Do it right the first time. I go by that mantra in my business, right? Because there's always time and money to do it over.
And by the way, the issue here is whether to use spray fields or rapid infiltration basins or maybe man-made wetlands on the spray field site for, you know, the effluent disposal site for the wastewater treatment plant. That's what this is all about. And he was upset before that nobody told him about the option to do man-made wetlands. And then he gave them what for because, you know, they didn't bring this idea to him. And he says, well, is that because you've never done it before? And they say, no, that's not why. Anyway, so that's kind of the backstory here. Again, I know, you know, everything in Milton is a Russian novel, okay?
So, but what I'm saying is, if this technology was out there, shouldn't the council have known about it? Don't you think you should have, somebody from your company said, hey, sir, Council, we have an opportunity we can use man-made wetlands, even though we don't have the expertise. We can partner with somebody that can do it. Don't you think that should have been put on the table?
It's not the direction I was given. Yes, sir, but it was not the direction we were given.
So because you just strictly follow directions and don't have any personal input, even though you should have said, you might have said, well, wait a minute, we might be able to do this with this technology to save the city money? In purchasing land and laying pipe and getting this thing off the ground. This thing's been dragging on for years and years and years, way before I was on the council.
Yeah. So all you do is just follow the instructions that we give you as, you know, the people who hire you to do the contract. All you do is the scope of work that we give you. Is that what's wrong with you? Why don't you do better? Do more.
But what I'm saying is because you weren't given direction, you just thought it was just no big deal that you should mention it to us?
It's my understanding from my experience with Mr.
By the way, it's amazing that Mike would be so far off the rails that his bestie, Heather Lindsay, would jump in to defend Rick Delp. Rightly so.
It's my understanding from my experience with Mr. Delp that he's followed the direction of the city manager at the time.
That's correct. So in other words, the city manager should have asked you if there should have been other technologies available. Is that what you're saying?
That's possible, yes. But
anybody else to blame?
You had the direction and the
I understand of, that, but you weren't asked if there was any other direction to go with the...
No, sir.
No, so...
And again, Ed Spears is going to come in and explain.
We never asked you if there was another opportunity other than Sprayfields.
No, sir.
So... We didn't ask that.
Actually, okay. If I could just chime in, we did bring that option to you with a price tag and a timeline to do exactly what you're discussing here, to explore all options. Council voted, and it wasn't a majority vote. It was a unanimous vote.
That includes you.
That task order was signed. That task order has parameters. And straying beyond those parameters, I can't pay Rick and his company for doing that. Mm-hmm. And so they stay on task and they stay on time. That's the direction this council gave me.
You voted along with everybody else back in December of 2024, I believe is the date on this. I think that's right. Yeah, that's right. Because right after the election, you all voted to fast track this, to go with what we knew, to quick move the site, to save money, to get the job done. Not to do this full exploration of all the possibilities and start from square one. You voted to move fast and save money and get the thing done. And now you're complaining that they didn't go outside their scope of work, that I didn't ask them to go outside their scope of work to investigate things that you didn't instruct me to do, that we don't have money to spend on the investigation of. You're complaining now that you voted to do something that we didn't. I mean, what are you doing? And then this is the sort of the final of it.
The question I got, since you're not an engineer, which I was under the impression you were, what is your position with Donovan Hill?
I am the market director for our water resource division and vice president of the company.
Okay. So
I've been with the company for 26 years, and I've been in water, wastewater for 47.
Oh.
Anderson is the certified engineer on the project.
Anderson is our engineer of record for the overall project, and then we have some structural and electrical engineers as well.
Okay, so being the vice president and marketing director, what is your personal compensation? What is your billable hours to the city? Is it 10 hours a month or 20 hours
Mayor,
a month?
Mayor, this is way off.
No, it's not.
I've never signed a check specifically to Mr. Delp, but his company has been well compensated. Yes, sir.
Okay.
See, what I love about this is as I'm playing this, even John, who's never heard this before.
Never, ever.
And is just like watching as a spectator and encountering it for the first time. He's having all the exact same reactions I had. What the hell is wrong with you?
Exactly.
Now you're asking him what his pay is?
It's none of your business.
And asking him what his role is when he's the guy the engineers work for. And, I mean, he's insulted them in the past and said that they don't know what they're doing and that they were incompetent when it was dealing with the first wastewater treatment. I mean, just...
What gives him the right?
Exactly. It's wild to me. It is unbelievably wild to me to watch this man interact with staff, public, contractors, allegations that get thrown around about banks and people and businesses and the CFO. And it's, well, I'll let you decide for yourself. But I am amazed for a man who is self-described as some business expert. This is what we do in my business, and this is what we do in my business, and I'm all about risk management, and I know about finance. And yet at every turn, it seems like he has no idea how anything works. And I try. Man, I do try. I sit there. Man, am I being a good Christian? Am I being charitable enough? Am I going over the top? Am I overreacting? Am I being too unkind? And I just, the show is baffling to me. And we will come back to this at 7:10 because we want to get back to the actual main stuff. I just wanted you for flavor. I wanted you to understand that it's never just the one thing. It's like everything is this way. John, you want to add anything? I know you got to do traffic, but you want to? Okay, you're always my, feel free to tell me I'm off my rocker, I'm exaggerating, I'm taking it the wrong way, but please.
No, but I had the same reaction as you did, because I was like,
Why are you badgering this man?
Why? Yeah.
Who's clearly an expert in the field. And then you're asking him how dare he and what's his pay?
Yes.
John Pickens has traffic on the nines.
All right, so still dealing with the accident on Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway. Again, it's off to the side of the road, but if you're going northbound or southbound on Davis Highway, you're still going to experience just some minor delays. I-10, I-110, they're all looking good. Highway 29, 90, 98 Hutt, they're all good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I mean, I'm just a radio host. Somebody in his life needs to
simmer down.
Talk to him.
Simmer down.
Talk to him. But I don't think he can be talked. Based on, I mean, this is not new. It has been this way for the entire time that he has been elected in office. And elections are this year. 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you have a roof that is having a problem, or you need to replace it, or you're not sure which, or you're selling it and it's 12 years old, and the realtor's saying you got to because the insurance company's saying you got to, I mean, that's the reality of it these days. Unfortunately, perfectly good roofs do have to be replaced for ridiculous reasons because we live in Florida. But hey, if you're going to have it replaced, might as well go to a company that's going to treat you well, do the job right the first time, not charge you an arm and a leg. That's Quality Roofing Solutions. 20 years in business here locally, 10,000 roofs and a 4.9 rating on Google. That's insane. That's fantastic. Amazing. And the company, kind of the goal of Brian Ward was, let's just do it right. Let's be the people you can trust. Let's do the contract and you can count on. Let's talk to you like a person. I had a good friend she's also a listener, but she's a good friend, and she had a job done because she heard me talking about it. She's like, all right. So she asked several different companies. They weren't necessarily the cheapest. They weren't the most expensive. Had the work done, raved about it, said they did exactly what they're supposed to do, which is what you want. Several other people in her neighborhood have now had it done because of that, and that's the point. They're just good, reliable, at a fair price. Quality Roofing Solutions, 777-0961 or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
I love that a guy breathing in a mask can have such iconic audio value. Isn't that amazing? That's the first one in Revenge of the Sith. That's the first time that Vader breathes, if you're wondering. 653.
I'm a huge Vader fan.
Oh, like,
I got Vader stuff everywhere.
Oh, we're actually going to see we're going to go see Mandalorian and Grogu today.
good.
I never go to the theater. I have a friend, you know, we're going with them, and, you know, we're going to have a good time.
Did you see season one and two yet?
I think I watched season one and then didn't keep watching it, not for any particular reason. It just didn't make me want to come back a lot, so... You know, there's a lot of shows like that where I kind of like try it and then, 6:55. I love the beginning in the first several episodes. It was great.
Right.
And then, you know, let's see. David Wayne is in the. You know what? First of all, we have texts. Let's read some texts. Because I will be honest, whenever I really lay into somebody on the air, I always just, you know, I don't want to have to. You have to drag me kicking and screaming to that. I don't enjoy it. But, you know, and I was wondering, am I being too mean? Am I being too harsh? Am I reading too many between the lines? Have I watched the Russian novel for too long? You know, so I get texts in here. Somebody says, this is embarrassing, and I'm not even a resident of Milton, let alone the state of Florida.
Oh, wow.
Somebody says, Cusack sounds like he, well, I don't want to say that. He needs to be impeached or whatever. Unfortunately, not available. Somebody says, sure sounds like he's complaining that out-of-scope work isn't being done. How do contracts work? He says, somebody else says, way too early in the morning to stomach the ignorance of Mike Cusack. It appears to me the commissioner is a city councilman, is the Peter principle in practice that people get promoted to their level of incompetence. You know, that's what the Peter principle says. All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you. Still dealing with a minor delay of that earlier accident on Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway. Just seen some minor delays there. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly through the construction zones. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. A teenager has died after a horse-drawn carriage accident in Manhattan. The family was in the carriage in Central Park. Apparently, the horse got spooked and broke loose, and the carriage flipped onto its side. The 18-year-old was thrown onto the pavement and hit his head, unfortunately. A memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran has been signed by President Trump. He confirmed the signing to reporters after a dinner in France with President Macron to wrap up the G7 summit. The White House says that the memorandum includes, among other things, the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and an easing of financial restrictions against Iran. And Toy Story 5, Andrew, could be the biggest film opening of the year at the domestic box office. The fifth installment is projected to make $145 to $150 million in its debut weekend. And I just realized I'm about three Toy Stories behind. So...
No worries. You'll get caught up. Well, don't worry.
You will. I don't really remember four. I know we've seen it. One, two, and three are brilliant. You know, fantastic.
Yeah, they're
works.
Good.
I don't really remember four that much, but yeah. We'll
see, the last I remember is they found the new kid, and then that's it for me. So I don't know which one that one was.
That's it? That's all you know?
See, I might be more than three it behind. I have no idea.
I think that sounds like... I don't remember anyway. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:50. My kids are older, so you don't track these things as closely. And I'll admit one. This, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but
no.
I've never seen an episode of Bluey.
Wait, David, are you there?
I'm here.
David knows Bluey.
Yeah, I know Bluey.
Because your kids are of the age, or your kids of the age,
well,
right?
Well, so, now we're not really not big yet. Bluey fans just yet. We're still in the Cocomelon stage.
But I know that I don't know. You know, I know that it's there and it's a huge thing, and I just, you know, don't have kids of the age where I need it, right? Well, Bob the Builder, of course, right? So let's see, where was I? Oh, a couple of quick notes. Mallory Jones is a Santa Rosa Island Authority Development Services Director talking about the toll gantry project on Pensacola Beach.
And then moving to the gantry project, I spoke with the construction manager at Escambia County. Rolling into the first 2 weeks of June, there will be some lane closures.
We've had that.
There will be some nighttime work June 10th through the 12th.
We've had that.
And then wrapping up in the midweek of June, they'll just stop work with all the traffic. They're aware of the July 4th, the Blue Angels weekend, and just the summer and school out. It's heavy traffic. So work will just be on the right of way. And then after Labor Day, they will pick up, replace the gantry, and then demolish the existing toll plaza.
So you're going to see work in this, but not in the roadway. It's just going to be in the right-of-way on the side of the road. So just be aware that they've wisely paused that for the couple of weeks here anyway. Also, I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently the Quiet Water Beach bathrooms are being redone.
So construction is underway for the renovation of the Quiet Water Beach boardwalk bathroom. As you can see, demolition is well underway. We've been getting regular submittals from the contractor. She's been great about communication. As far as everything is looking for schedule, it's early, but we are not seeing anything that would anticipate any kind of delays. So we would be on track for the completion date, which is anticipated at August 14th, 2026. That's their 100 days from their notice to proceed.
There you go. So just a couple of notes for things that are going on at the beach or that you might see activity for to kind of be aware of the timeline. You know, I was thinking just on the, one more quick note on the Milton thing. Like, I would never do business with the city of Milton under these circumstances. And the tragedy is you have such great employees. You really do have great employees working for the city. And, you know, things seem to function okay in spite of all of this nonsense. It's also more proof to the point of when the people come and say how great it's running.
Stream us at News Radio 92.